Texas grand jury has indicted three men with ties to House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Eight companies, including Sears Roebuck and Cracker Barrel Old Country Store, were also indicted. This case highlights the close ties between corporate money and politics, and it also gives a glimpse into Republican Tom DeLay's Texas political machine. NPR's Peter Overby has been following developments in this case. And Peter, first off, we said ties to Tom DeLay. What is the connection between Tom DeLay and these men who were indicted?
They are all close to him, or at least two of them are close to him in different ways. There's a dispute about the third one. Jim Ellis is the head of ARMPAC, which is Tom DeLay's leadership PAC, raises hard money. John Coleandro is the former executive director of Texans for a Republican Majority, which is a PAC in Texas that Tom DeLay heads the advisory board of. And then Warren Robold is a longtime fundraiser for DeLay.
And so that's the connection between them and DeLay. What did they do, allegedly?
Allegedly, they raised corporate money and laundered it to get it to Republican candidates for the Texas State House of Representatives.
Which was an important race, the race for House of Representatives.
That's right. This was the race that led to the Republicans taking back control of the House of Reps in Texas, which led to the redistricting that Tom DeLay engineered, which has given the Republicans more U.S. House seats in Texas.
Redistricting for seats in Congress we're talking about here.
That's right.
Now, what does Tom DeLay say about all this?
He says, all I did was help raise money, and I didn't have anything to do with where it went. He also says, look at the timing of the indictment, 6 weeks before the election. This business about I didn't have anything to do with where it went could be a central point in the case. John Coleandro gave a deposition to the grand jury in which he said that the advisory board that DeLay headed was involved in making decisions about which candidates we would support and what amount of financial assistance would be given. So there seems to be a conflict there.
So the fundamental question is not just were illegal contributions raised for House of Representatives races on the state level in Texas, but also in a political sense, how much did Tom DeLay know about this if he knew anything?
That's right. And I've got to say, in cases like this, the way political committees are structured and the way the law works, very often, even if the staff people get in trouble, the lawmaker does not, that there's usually a level of insulation built in. I don't know if that's the case here or not, but that's typically how it often works.
In addition to this criminal investigation in Texas, the House Ethics Panel is looking into these matters in Washington, where you are, at the Capitol.
That's right. They had a deadline on Monday. The chairman, who's a Republican, and the ranking Democrat on the Ethics Committee had a deadline of Monday to either act on this complaint or else an investigation would automatically start. So on Monday, they announced they were kicking it over to the full committee to consider. They put out a statement that said that in the near future, they'll give the committee the information that they've got and recommendations on what to do, but they didn't give any clue what those recommendations might be.
That's NPR's Peter Overby. Thanks very much.
Glad to.